country now, we are suffering. My brother, let's look at those countries that say they are very democratic. People are suffering. Let's look at America. What is happening in America right now? What is happening in South Africa right now? And yet people are crying out. You know what we are supposed to say is, let's not finger point at each other instead of focusing on things that are making development. And my biggest concern is, why is someone facing on the document point mafia? That is proof of it that something happened. The economies of the world are being hit by other mafia. And yet it's focusing on the document mafia. And then my question is, how much is the point mafia worth? If another country of Mexico runs the economy, it's worth 1.2 billion. With the Russian mafia, they run the economy, it's worth 1.5 billion. And you are telling me about the point mafia that is going to worth $1 billion. So, my brother, I think what we need to hear are solutions that are going to keep the nation forward, not keep drinking. We are running the affairs of both national government and local government and ZANU-PF. We are building roads. We are building dams. We are constructing poles so that people can get access to water. Yet someone is telling us about transparency. What kind of transparency does one need for a nation to move forward? So I think, my brother, what we need right now is mindset renewal from the people that we are calling themselves in this position. Because the opposition, I think, is right long back. Right now, we have a bunch of people not directly. I'm not going to the opposition party. They need something that we can offer the general populace of Zimbabwe.
Mnumzana Muringai, kuthiwa yebo umnotho awumanga kuhle kodwa abantu beZimbabwe baphila ngcono kakhulu ukwedlula kwamanye amazwe.
Iinto ehluphayo masikhuluma ngezindaba zenotho yeZimbabwe ngoba siyabona ukuthi abantu bezanu njengoba bona besibezi kahle lemuli zabo, they do not see the plight yabantu. Kathesi sileyo problem esiyibonayo thina eyama-drugs, abantwana beshaya ama-drugs lamavuzu phathi, abantu bengakwanisi ukubhadala ama-school fees. Sibona lathi i-migration ama-factors ukuthi i-brain drain abantu baningi eZimbabwe, they are going ama-teacher, ama-engineer, ama-nurse, they are moving to countries like England to become nurse aides. So yikho engikushoyo ukuthi okay, mabe sithi bona i-economy ihamba kuhle, why are people living in their thousands? The most productive and progressive industries in Zimbabwe, number one ngamajele, number two is passport office. Why is it ukuthi kule migration forces ezihambisa abantu into countries like surrounding countries like Mozambique, underdeveloped South Africa, Rwanda, wahamba amatitsha and all these other places? Moreover, thina in our country sotshengiselela ukuthi we cannot run our own affairs. Why?
Naso mnumzana Masikati.
Right, my brother, as kind of in the past 5 years, the economy of Zimbabwe is fully in GDP, more than 10 billion. And that is the size of a rwandan economy. Literally, we saw a focus in the Venezuelan land. That was caused by an increase in cost deliveries to fidelity. So that's what I'm saying. What is the economy of the mafia? That is proof of what you're saying. That is the first point. The second point, you cannot tell us that people are moving outside the country on a daily basis. Just some people are coming back to Zimbabwe saying Zimbabwe is a better place to live in. I will tell you what, on a daily basis, we feel my life shall be to do pass and I'm going to be an apartment with the others of the lives because of the spirit of Zimbabwe. That is a point to note. Firstly, if we are talking about each development that is being done by ZANU-PF within Zimbabwe, we are talking about roads only. Harare Budawa, Highway, it was ZANU-PF. It was the road that was constructed by the emergency road rehabilitation. We are constructing the Victoria Falls Highway now. We have got Timashingo Pipe Bridge Highway. We have got the Harare Chirundu Highway. These are things that are under construction. Later on, we talk about our dams that we are constructing so that we can feed our own people. And we are increasing these things, the agricultural program. And as you speak right now, we have got a bumper harvest because of the ZANU-PF. Yet these guys are busy going out there, demonstrating the name of their own country. And we are saying, what can we do to do this for people?
Mnumzana Muringai.
Bona bakhuluma ngokuthi let's develop our country, sibuye kanye ngoba bathi bona we are not being patriotic and they were not trying to work together. Tinasikai, in example, air 2 weeks ago, La Panasis City, as Kulumeni Telavinda was on a legal parliament. Singahamba, not even a gold mafia. Singahamba Ninda was the election, Uke Tolubuela. Satsuela Satitina Sifuna, Ubuti, Inda was on a legal, Zimu Parliament, moving the diaspora votes. Avantaba Zimbabwe was contributing over $1 billion every year, Avasala overseas. I, Butai, about Milan, about water. In Uganda, I would have had a few. Those are economic threats as Ulala in Israel. Uganda Vasala overseas was a contributor to the revival of our country. Uganda and the European Menina, the end of the Uganda, a person. But into any end of the government, Amanda Mazi is helping their people. Mandela, people who are now in Uganda, they don't care.